The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talked about the student walkout in the last hour. If you didn't hear it, you'll have to wait for the podcast. If you have questions about it, just let me state that you can find all about it on womensmarch.com, an organization that pushed this youth walkout to protest guns. And very interesting commentary and that type of thing. So I got a few emails across the transom here during the break. One of our friends said he felt afraid and wanted me to come over there to East Baltimore and hold his hand and sing to him. So I just basically said, if you're afraid, you know, learn how to, I'll teach you how to, you know, hold, load, and fire a shotgun down your hallway if you're afraid. And then, Captain Don said he's listening. I got an email from a teacher who's part of the education system that goes back and forth on, you know, wanting students to be able to say what they want to say. And, you know, if they want to peacefully demonstrate, that's fine with him and it's fine with me. But you got to find out who's behind these things, you know, when it's a national scale type of event. So we're just getting all kinds of comments and commentary and things like that. So, shenanigans as usual in Annapolis. And we'll give you an update on that as we continue on. But we did find out, by the way, that many of us hunters are drunk in the stand, and we spook horses because we resemble cougars perched in the trees. Cougars. And horses are afraid of cougars. Yep. Yep. Just because we're perched in a tree deer hunting, we scare the horses because we look like cougars. I mean, I know I have cat-like reflexes, but I'm not sure that I look like a cougar when, you know, 220 pounds of me is perched in camo on the top of a ladder stand.
And looking at the, you know, man in the moon. That's made of cheese.
Yeah, the moon is made of cheese. And, you know, of course, you know, I've got my bourbon with me when I'm up in the tree, you know, and I'm happy with that, you know. Just sit there and look like a cougar and get drunk and hunt. And shoot at horses. That's what I do. We are portrayed as such villains. Such villains. And horse people are pure as the driven snow, especially on a fox hunt. They never jump a fence or break down a top rail of a fence. They never trample emerging crops. They always have written permission to drive their dogs and their horses across any land where the fox happens to run. Of course they have written permission to be there, like I have to have, and I'm sure they have their ID on them, like I have to have, and I'm sure they've taken a fox chasing safety course, like I've had to take a hunter safety education course 3 times, and a bow hunting education course, and a proficiency exam, and a proficiency test every time I go on a managed hunt. Had to do that for about 17 years. Make sure I'm able to shoot my gun where I said I'm going to shoot it.
Oh, my, Mr. Ellis.
Yes?
Oh, how gauche.
Yeah, let me tell you what's gauche. When your 50 dogs catch a fox and tear it bit for bit. And then you take that fox and you present the, you cut the tail off what's left of the carcass and you present that to somebody in the hunt. You cut the paws off and you present that, those to somebody in the hunt. And then you take a little dab of blood and you smear that on the face of somebody in the hunt. And then you carve the face off the fox and you present the mask to someone. The tail is the brush. The face is the mask. And it's a great presentation. And then we'll all go back and we'll, you know, we'll drink our cocktails and celebrate the hunt. That's all. Yes. Well, we'll look at that in a minute there, Connie. Thank you for that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Can you tell it's Annapolis? Can you tell that everybody hates everybody? Yeah, that seems to be the that seems to be the intent. You know, but we, you know, we don't. We go in there and we present our facts, you know, and we just say, this is the reason why we think that, you know, we should be allowed to hunt on Sundays. I mean, you can gamble on Sundays. You can drink on Sundays. You can play pool on Sundays. You can hike or bike or backpack or kayak or bird watch on Sunday. You can ride your horses 365 days a year. Why are hunters restricted from hunting on private property? Their own property. Someone else's property. I don't know. You tell me. Well, let's see here. What do we got? Yep. You're right. Yep. Middle school, high school students, tough time in a person's life. You're right. Hard to make a good decision. Let's see. Let's talk to Jordan in Pikesville. Morning, Jordan. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you doing? Right on, and good work all the time.
Nah, well, I don't know about all the time, but we certainly do our best.
And right on with Chuck and Fran.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're good folks, no question.
That's correct. Listen, if November, if you recall, November 8th into the 9th.
Yeah, exactly.
That happened in 2016.
It did. You're absolutely right.
That's right. We'd be saying homophobic, xenophobic, claustrophobic.
All the above. Right. All the above.
Yeah. You know who else? This is St. Patrick's Day, and somebody else who's sitting behind you in spirit would be saying the same thing.
Hey, you're right.
Right on, Alan.
You're right, brother. So,
that's right.
Hey, it is St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, I forgot
that's
to mention
right.
that.
And of course, he'd be wearing the green today.
Oh, yes, indeed. You're right about that.
A great colleague and friend, Tom Orr, right?
Yep. We still miss the guy, you know?
I know that. I know. And you take care.
Say all right.
Hello to Robin and keep up all the good work.
We're doing our best, buddy. Doing our best.
All right. I'll see. Hey, one more thing. Pimlico, I mean, May 19th will be the second Jewel. Nobody's complaining about that, whipping the horses, right?
Good point.
Yeah,
they get to run and train in all types of weather, you know.
That's right.
He's a mutter. His mother was a mutter. His father was a mutter.
Yeah, they got rid of the Ringling Brothers Circus.
Yeah, they did.
Because of the elephants, it was too hard.
Oh yeah, I know. All right, buddy. Thanks, Jordan.
Care.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. There he goes. Here's George. Good morning, George. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Great show, and thanks for teaching us about the foxes. So much for tally-ho being romantic.
Yeah, really.
Hey, here's something for you. For about 15 years ago, I got hurt, and it's a very delicate it's operable, but, you know, I got a 50-50 chance of having any relief.
Right.
For 13 years, I've been going to a pain management clinic, and it's been wonderful. I've been able to hunt and, you know, enjoy outdoor activities, but now our beloved legislator is making it hard for myself and many seniors and those chronic disabled to get their pain medications. And I'll tell you what, now I'm in no shape to hunt. I can't get my pain medication. So thank you, Governor Hogan, and all you guys for stopping hunting in another unique way. Thanks.
I guess I'm not going to be allowed to comment on that. I'll reserve my judgment till after the session to see where the administration comes down on a couple bills, whether they're signed or not, and what happens after that. I'm going to launch into this just for a little bit before we take a break. There's a bill in the Senate right now that we testified on. And the background is that the Maryland Farm Bureau and the Hogan administration, with DNR, have been negotiating on permission from DNR to shoot deer at night, because the Farm Bureau claims that 365 days a year, 7 days a week, during daylight hours, is not enough time to take enough deer to protect their crops. 365 days a year, 7 days a week with any weapon, including rifles, high-powered rifles, is not enough time to take enough deer off their crops to protect their livelihood. To protect their livelihood, the farmers claim that 365 days a year on a deer management permit, a crop damage permit, is with any type of weapon, 7 days a week, is not enough time to kill enough deer to protect their crops, so they need to shoot them at night when they go nocturnal. The reason they go nocturnal is because they've been shooting them and killing them all day long. So now let's pursue them at night with lights. Let's legalize jacklighting for deer here in Maryland. It's illegal for a recreational hunter to shine the lights of his pickup truck across a field on his way out of a field. Okay? It's illegal to take a light and shoot a deer at night as a hunter. That's called poaching. The Farm Bureau and the administration want to get together and allow that to be legal for farmers to do. We heard this in September. The hunting community said no. At our annual Hunter Summit, we had 24 people in the room. They said no. We're not for night shooting of deer. So we put a bill in. Senator Astle put a bill in. Said prohibiting DNR, grant permission people who want to have a crop damage permit to shoot deer at night. And there was an amendment added for holders of deer cooperator permits to shoot on agricultural land at night. We're waiting to see what the Hogan administration does. Even if the bill passes, we're waiting to see if the governor signs the bill. If he signs the bill, that would be wonderful. If he doesn't, that wouldn't be wonderful. If he allows it to become law, you know, without a signature like he did the Poaching Restitution Act, that would be okay. But if he vetoes it, and allows farmers with crop damage permits to shoot deer at night, legalizing jacklighting for the agricultural community that happen to own crop damage permits, and just keep in mind, there's 1,600 deer management permits issued every year. 1,600 crop damage permits. Now there are 9,000 people that are allowed to shoot on those crop damage permits as agents. You really want 9,000 people with high-powered rifles out there across the landscape in Maryland shooting deer at night? 7 days a week? 365 days a year? And now make it 24 hours a day? I don't think that's fair to the resource that you and I own. Under the public trust doctrine, the wildlife in Maryland is not owned by anyone, it's owned by everyone. Just because it happens to wander onto a farmer's piece of property and eat a soybean or two doesn't mean that the farmer has the right to kill that animal just because it ate some crops, and especially at night. He does have the right to kill that animal to protect his crops 365 days a year, 7 days a week with any type of weapon under a deer management permit. We don't need to add shooting at night. That's what the hunting community, that's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition is trying to prevent. Senate passed the bill yesterday without the amendment. Will the House do the same? We don't know. If the House and the Senate concur and they pass the bill, will the governor sign it? We don't know. What do you think? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The Anne Arundel County Fair is having its first annual Capital Outdoor Sportsman event. April 21st, April 22nd. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. This is a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It's $10. Adults, 13 and up, $10 a day, or a two-day wristband for $15. Children, 12 and under, free with a paid adult. The hours of the event on both days are 10 to 6 at the AnneArundelCountyFair.org. AACountyFair.org is where you can find more information, or you can call them, 410-923-3400. Hey, listen to this entertainment. Doc Dogs, you know, the jumping dogs into the pool, a lumberjack show, and canine demonstrations. Here are the sponsors, Leo's Vacation Center, the Maryland Association of Campground, a couple of non-profit organizations, the Trucking for Troops, 777 Rescue, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts will all be there. This is the Capital Outdoor Sportsman event, Saturday and Sunday, April 21-22 at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville, Maryland, aacountyfair.org. Now, do you know that... when people think about people breaking into their homes, you know, you have a gun safe for your gun, you put jewelry in a jewelry cabinet, or a little safe, or your safe deposit box, but you want to protect your home. Hartford Security in Reisterstown says when we talk about security, what we're talking about really is peace of mind, protecting our homes and valuables from the bad guys that want our stuff, our guns, our electronics, our jewelry, our valuables. And when you're not at home, that's when you really need protection. Hartford Security provides full-featured wired and wireless alarm systems. They have those video surveillance systems you can view on your phone, good ones, door access controls, and even more. Hartford Security serves both residential homes and commercial businesses. And here's the real deal. It's optional, and it's low cost. It's no contract monitoring. They can monitor their system at a very low cost with no contract. Hartford Security offers free estimates for your home or business. For your peace of mind, just give them a call, 410-515-0761, 515-0761, or visit HartfordSecurity.com. That's 410-515-0761. And when you call and you sign up, you're going to get a 15% discount just because you heard it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. 15% off that system. That's a pretty good deal. You mentioned the Outdoors and Radio Show. Hartford Security, serving Maryland for over 25 years. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, ready to rock sale. Going on now. Started yesterday. Today through next Sunday, March 25th, all Rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. Pen reels. They got the Warfare. That's the name of the level wine, 30-weight level wine. $89.95. What a great deal on a pen reel. They got trolling combos from $89.95, and the most popular trolling rig on the bay is $139.95 with a pen warfare reel and an Andy rod. It's got a line, a rod, line, and reel all together for $139.95. All Shakespeare rods and reels on sale. Pfluger rods and reels on sale. All Ugly Stick rods are on sale. St. Croix rods. Check them out, too. That's for sure. It's Clyde's Ready to Rock sale. Oh, I forgot the biggest part. Half price monofilament line. Take your empty spools in. Take your empty reels in. They'll fill them with premium mono. Half price. That's a great deal. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Phone 410-242-6108, 242-6108. And the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-24-7-FISH. That's your fishing hotline number. I just realized that.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Radio 680 WCPN.
Last night I heard this politician talking about a brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to God and but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country
nothing like the succinct words of Hank Williams Jr. Wayne in Bully's Quarters and Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Wayne. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's Alan, good, Wayne.
Good. Okay, Alan, I just wanted to touch on that older gentleman that was just called about the his pain medication, how it correlates with everything, you know, with what you were talking about.
Right.
I had it in the back of my mind when they started all this. I knew it was going to happen. Now they're going to punish the people that need their pain medication for the ones that have abused it.
Correct.
It's what our government does. The same thing with guns, the same thing with the opioid, everything. You always blame the instrument rather than the real reason that there's a problem.
Let's pretend. Hear that noise? Do you hear that noise?
Yes.
That's a 9mm semi-automatic handgun.
Sure.
It's laying here on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Safety's on. I'm not touching it.
See if it'll jump up and do anything with you just
I'm going to wait till the end of the show. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to encourage it. I'm going to encourage it to stand up and shoot Chris.
That's exactly correct. It's what I'm getting at.
Shoot at Chris.
Our government, our representatives keep going this route. I don't know if they're really that stupid.
No. They're not that stupid. Give me a break. They're not.
I'm sure, but it's my emotion getting to me, but I understand.
Wayne, it's about votes. Nobody understands the motivation of somebody in elected office. It's to keep getting elected time after time after time after time. Ran into the longest serving senator in Maryland history the other day in the halls of Annapolis.
Right.
His wife is an equestrian. She protested the Sunday hunting bill. The senator, because of his long term in office, has many friends. And all he has to do is walk down the hall and say, "Hi, Mike. Hi, Joe Schmo. Hi. Hey, look, Sunday hunting. We don't like it." "Yes, sir, Senator. Thank you very much. I'll take care of that for you." Wink, wink, nod, nod. And then they go into a committee hearing and act all concerned and like they're paying attention, you know?
Sure.
I mean, I get it. I see it every time we go there.
It's just very frustrating.
Of course it is. Of course it is. But you know what? You know what? Every now and then we eke out a victory.
I would hope so.
Look, I don't do what we do in the Maryland Hunting Coalition for money. I don't do that. You know, that there's no influence there.
Sure.
We need money to pay our bills. We need money to pay our advocate. That's for sure. No question. And we go down there and know what the odds are. But we know that when we craft an argument, it's hard to argue against. You know,
exactly.
And we've been successful.
Good.
We've been very successful. And, you know, we just wish the hunting community would understand why we do what we do. Why do we want to stop holders of deer management permits, 1,600 deer management permits, 9,000 agents? Why do we want to stop those guys from shooting deer at night? Why do we want to stop legalized jacklighting? Because we like to hunt. Okay? We have limits. We pay for the privilege. And we
just
also...
like that. That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. We also pay out of hunting license money for the administration of the crop damage permit program in Maryland.
Absolutely.
Okay? That's hunters' money that goes to support the program that allows farmers to kill deer 365 days, 7 days a week with any weapon they want during daylight hours. Do we really want them to shoot them at night?
Of course not.
Exactly. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
All right, brother. Appreciate the call, Wayne.
Been a pleasure.
Stay in touch. Hey, come to our benefit. Love to have you.
I will. I will try.
Yes. March 31st, Westminster, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Have a good one.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Mike in Randallstown. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing well. How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Good.
I heard that talk you gave this morning about the kids walking out of school and all, and I thought it was terrific. What I'd like to say is...
I really didn't have much social commentary on that. I was reading the words of the organizers of the school walkout. Hashtag enough. It's the Women's March.
.com. Right. And, you know, somebody mentioned George Soros early on when you were talking about that.
George Soros has funded these groups to the tune of $246 million.
Exactly. And one of the groups happens to be the teachers' unions, by the way. And another group is the NAACP. And I could go on and on and on with the groups, but Here's what I gotta say about it. Our high schools and our colleges are being turned into liberal madrasas.
That's true.
And, you know, these kids are getting brainwashed day in and day out. And my question is this. Where are the parents in this situation? Do you mean to tell me all these parents are just sitting by and watching their kids being used as political pawns?
Well, of course they are.
Oh, is that what?
Of course they are. And that's why I'm reaching out to the folks that are parents and grandparents in this audience, okay?
Right.
I know that we don't have, you know, a lot of young people listening to this or understand it, but maybe somebody's grandmother or grandfather can say to their daughter, their son-in-law, their daughter-in-law, you know, with teenage kids, hey, look. I heard this on the radio. I'm not making a judgment call one way or the other, but this is what I'd like you to look up online.
Right.
The
right.
School who is behind the school walkout?
Exactly.
And who pays for it?
Right. And you know, the fact that the parents aren't you know, I'd be up in arms if I had a child in high school or college today. I really would.
Right.
And the fact that they're sitting by, and like I said, letting their children being used as political pawns is beyond me. I just don't understand that.
I know it. I know it. Well, you know, they turn them over to the school and figure they're going to take care of them.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They give them to the school at 5 and take them out at 18, right?
Perfect. Yep.
Yep. Okay, well, I just had to say that. I'm glad I don't have any children in school because... Like I said, Alan, I'd be up in arms over this. And if I had to, I'd pull my kid out of a public school and put him in a private school so that he wouldn't be constantly brainwashed like they are today.
Not a lot of people have that option, Mike, but I agree with you.
It's a shame, but, you know, hey, parents out there, you better wake up and find out what's going on with your children.
Yep.
Okay, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Oh, how about that? Whoo! Wow. I think I'm just going to throw this in. Not for a second. You know, Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing. And now they have Bay Fishing Tackle, too, and a big selection of it, and some really nice stuff. I was in there the other day looking around, and they're stocked up to the gills. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, and stainless steel steamers, and much more, and a full line of Bay fishing tackle and gear. I bought some nice shad darts in there the other day. Hard to find. You know, in all the colors and all the sizes, they had a good supply of them. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply for all that stuff. Mark your calendars, April 14th. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300, 410-956-0300. Check out their website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. And hey, Waterman, taking your license and you get your discount. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you missed the first hour, the first segment was dedicated to the school walkouts protesting guns. And you can read it for yourself. All you need to do is say who sponsored the school walkout, and it will take you right to womensmarch.com, and they will give you the frequently asked questions about, you know, they try to make it sound like it's the kids behind this. You know, we're just kids and we're just doing this because we're against gun violence in the schools. But when you read what they've written, you know, it was written by a college graduate. There's no question about it. You know,
the kids are pawns.
Of course they're pawns. Of course they're pawns. Let's talk to Don in Baltimore. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Alan.
What's up, man?
I got disconnected last time. Yeah, I think you should be talking about it because it affects guns and guns affect hunting. Second thing is there's more of these things planned.
Yes.
But they're being sold to the parents as remembrance.
Right.
As a remembrance.
Right.
That's what the kids come home with, something saying, hey, we're going to take 17 minutes to remember the 17 people killed in Florida.
Right, right.
Yeah, they're not even being honest with them. And you know, and that's the left's thing. Who's going to say, oh, no, I don't want to remember those 17 kids?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. So
that's what they're doing. Have a good weekend, brother.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Whoops. There he goes. Yeah, it's right. He's right. He's absolutely right. What did I do with it? Let's see. Where did I put it? Oh, man. There it is. Yep. Hashtag or pound sign or whatever you want to call it. Enough. Frequently asked questions. www.womansmarch.com/enough-FAQ. Frequently asked questions. Just a review. Why are we doing this? This is what they say. I'm on the www.womansmarch.com website. We're living in an age where young people like us do not feel safe in our schools. Are they speaking for everybody? This issue is personal for all of us, especially for those of us who are survivors of gun violence. Really? Do you think a survivor of gun violence wrote this paragraph? Let me continue. We're walking out for all people who have experienced gun violence, including systemic forms of gun violence that disproportionately impact teens in black and brown communities. Yeah, that sounds like something a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, right? It's important that when we refer to gun violence, we do not overlook the impact of police brutality and militarized policing or see police in schools as a solution. We also recognize the United States has exported gun violence through imperialistic foreign policy to destabilize other nations. Is that why your kid walked out? We raise our voices for action against all these forms of gun violence. Frank in Denton, good morning. Odenton, good morning. How you doing, Frank? Hello, Frank.
Yeah, Alan.
Yeah.
This is Frank.
Yeah, buddy. How you doing?
I just thought I'd call you, say good morning to you this morning. I'm on my way down. I have a hunting safety class. This is my last day for this, but
okay.
For the the 2-day thing. But I went down to Annapolis with the as you for the stakeholders, and then they had they have the hearings and all that. They only had 12 people there. Matter of fact, I think I talked to you just as I was going down to Annapolis that day.
Right.
But just 12 people. And the people that were there were horseback people and then, a couple other because they want to change some of the laws and all. But, with the teachers, they do influence our teachers and all. I have 3 junior hunting safety instructors that, volunteer their time to learn, from their parents involved and everything with the hunting safety. Mm-hmm. And, what they're telling me, how the teachers talk. And, try to influence them and everything. And, the one says, well, I'm hunting safety, junior hunting safety instructor. And you ought to see her face, for the idea of how can you be involved in anything? I mean, of course, it's 15 years old, but, for the idea, she's, just involved in all that. And I think it's great to see the young kids doing it.
I agree with you. I think they should, But I'll tell you, it's a good thing that we have parents like the parents of those kids who are hunter education instructors, because they do have such an influence in their institutions of higher learning that it's just, it's hard for these kids to try and talk to their peers about what they're involved with and that type of thing when it comes to hunter safety education and hunting and the outdoors and what it's all about, because those kids aren't into that. We grew up in rural America, okay? And the kids anymore have no interest until you get out past, past the Carroll County line somewhere or north of Baltimore City or, out into the rural parts of Maryland where, hunting is a lifestyle. It's just what you do. But when you're in Annapolis, that mindset doesn't even come into play unless you remind those senators and delegates that, there are people out here. There's 100,000 of us out here that like to do this. We do pump a lot of money into the economy. And we pay for the privilege by buying hunting licenses to do it.
Yes, exactly. I went to one of the high schools and, that I live close to. And you know I do the handgun classes and
that's
stuff
correct.
Like that.
Yep.
So I went there and asked if there's any of the teachers, you know, high school teachers, that would like to take a class. I'd be more than willing to do it for like half price and just to get them familiar. If they're not even sure, just to take the class.
Right.
And you know what? The office there told me that they're not interested in that.
Right.
I mean, it's like they're just turned off.
Oh, yeah. No question.
And that's who's educating our kids.
We're not interested in protecting the lives of our students that attend this institution of higher learning because guns are icky.
Yes,
guns are
but
bad.
But anyway, I just called in, you know, just because I haven't talked to you for a while.
Right. Well, I appreciate
that.
I
have to be up early, you know, to do this. And yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Frank.
Being retired, you know, you kind of sleep in more.
Yeah, I get it. I understand it. So.
All righty.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
And I love your show.
Well, I appreciate it, Frank. Thanks. Take care, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Did I tell you about the Capitol, Anne Arundel County Fair, the Capitol Outdoor Sportsman's Event? I think I did, but I'll remind you again, it's Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd. It's a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It's called the Capitol Outdoor Sportsman Event at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds. That's in Crownsville. Same place as the, what do they call that? Renaissance Festival. For 2 days, it's $15 if you want to go both days for a wristband, or if you want to just go once, adults over 13, $10 a day. Each day, kids under 12 free with a paid adult. Runs from 10 to 6 every day, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if you want more information, it's aacountyfair.org. I'll give you a phone number at the end, too. The entertainment includes Doc Dogs, the Lumberjack Show, and canine demonstrations. The sponsors are Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. The phone number for more information is 410-923-3400. Maybe you'd like to exhibit there. 410-923-3400. Anne Arundel County Fair Capitol Outdoor Sportsman Event, April 21 and 22, Saturday and Sunday, April 21 and 22 at the Anne Arundel County Fair.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, as we kick off the weekend, your forecast for today, partly cloudy, at least this morning. Might see some showers popping up during the afternoon hours today with a high 47. Tonight, a few clouds early on, mainly clear then overnight with a low 28. For tomorrow, your Sunday, lots of sunshine. Nice way to wrap up the weekend with a high 55. Monday, partly cloudy, 48. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, look for periods of rain and snow with highs in the mid to upper 30s. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop is having their Ready to Rock sale. It's an annual event that runs for 10 days. Started yesterday, runs through next Sunday, March 25th. All rockfish, trolling baits, and lures are on sale. And you can get your spool on your reels refilled for with premium monofilament line for just half price. I mean, half price. You know, if you would normally pay like 4 cents a yard for, you know, 200 yards, that's $8. Well, now it's half price. It's 2 cents a yard. It's $4. It's great. 50% off. Bring your empty spools and have Clyde's install new line. The pen reel special is the Warfare 30 level wind reel for $89.95. It's a great reel made by the fine folks at Penn. Trolling combos from $89.95, rod, reel, line. And the best-selling
trolling combo has got that Penn Warfare 30LW level wind reel and an Andy 20 to 50 pound rod and line for just $139.95. Now, Shakespeare reels and rods and Fluger reels and rods are on sale. And Fluger makes some nice stuff, been around a long time. All Ugly Stick rods are on sale. They carry a complete selection of St. Croix rods. And guess what? They have everything you need for fishing. They've got the hooks and the weights and the bobbers and the line and the swivel and the live bait and the all the little baits for panfish or perch and crappie and whatever you like to fish for, bass and striped bass and trout. They've got all of that at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. And don't forget, their 24/7 hotline for fishing is 247-FISH.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Hey, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
So anyway, we're in the car the other day, and Robin says, "What is that annoying sound?" I said, "It's a seatbelt alarm." She said, "How can you listen to something so annoying for so long?" Actually, she said, "How can you ignore something so annoying for so long?" That's what she said. How can you ignore that? Huh? She ain't here to hit me. I'm going to get a text, though, momentarily. I can tell you that. We went through this the other day. We did. We actually did. Actually, the other day at the Rocky Mountain Elk event in Clarksville, I said, my wife said, "You never hear anything I say." And I thought, what a crazy way to start a conversation.
It is. It's kind of redundant.
That's more on me than on her. You know, she's always saying I have selective hearing. I've always had selective hearing.
I think every woman says that about every
guy. I think so.
Because I know it was said to me.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely true. So, I don't know. But, you know, I figured I'd just get in trouble and then drive home and, you know, face the music. Oh, you know what I got to do today when I get to the Eastern Shore?
What do you have to do?
We got to drive to Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge. I've been selected as one of the judges for the 2018 Black Bear Stamp Contest.
That's crowd going wild.
Oh, is that what that was? Okay, great. It's also the Eagle Festival in case somebody wants to find something to do today. Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge has a live eagle cam, and their eagle festivals today. They're setting up for it. If you go on their Facebook page, or, you know, that'd be the best way to do it. But you can check it out. Friends of Blackwater, it's another way to do it. So I don't know what the Eagle Fest is all about, but I'm assuming I'm going to find out when I get there after I judge the Black Bear Stamp Contest. I don't know how many entries there are. I don't know what's out there, but, you know, I think there's three of us on the panel. So that's going to be cool. Never done that before. I do want to remind the folks one more time about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Our benefit is coming up on March 31st at Westminster, at Martin's in Westminster. I hope you can make it. You can inquire if you want more information. I'll send you a flyer, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or you can go on Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. We've got some fantastic firearms. I mean, that we're giving away. We're going to raffle, card raffle, auction. You know, we've got two or three fishing trips, two or three goose hunts. We've got a dove hunt for two on the Eastern Shore. We've got some artwork. We've got a First of Nation duck stamp from 1991, still in the packaging, from 1991, First of State, or First of Country of the United Kingdom. It's pintails flying over a village. It's really cool looking. It's got the letter, the stamp, the print. We've got a Terry Redland print. Hunter's Haven. Terry's passed away now, so his stock is going up. Unfortunately, he won't be producing anymore. What else we got? Oh, we got some great hand-painted signs from Donnie Poe down in Southern Maryland. We've got three beautiful decoys, one each drake of each of the sea ducks on, except for the old squall. We've got the scoters, a trio of scoters, hand-painted, hand-carved, by Pat Hipple, a surf scoter, a white wing scoter, and a common scoter. Beautiful. They're working decoys, but they're untouched. What else we got? Guns, crossbows, trips, gear, all kinds of stuff. Oh, Yeti coolers. There's two Yeti coolers that we've got. Everything. We're giving everything away, but you got to be there to get it. Our Ducks Unlimited special edition BPS pump with the gold engraving is also going to be given away. Those tickets are still available online. You just go to the MD Hunting Coalition website and you'll see it all. You can click on the benefit link. It'll give you the flyer. It'll take you on the buy now button. It'll take you right to the store. If you got a business that wants to buy a table or be a sponsor, we've got the capacity and the capability to do that and promote your business. So there you go. All right, let's see if Robin texts me anything. The blinker? Yeah, no, the blinker. Yeah, the blinker. I ignore the blinker all